بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا اپنے آپ کو شکر کے ادا کرنے سے نہایت عاجز جاننا کمال درجہ شکر ہے. حضرت محمد حری رحمۃ اللہ سے دیٹ یو ریکگنائز دیٹ یو آر انکیپبل اینڈ انکمپٹنٹ آف فلفلنگ شکر. دیٹ از دا highest stage of the perfection of shukr. To understand and to recognize that whatever gratitude you are showing unto Allah Ta'ala, whatever method of shukr, or no matter whatever good and feeling and concentration and sincerity you are fulfilling, you're making the shukr unto Allah Ta'ala for His bounties, for His ni'mat, then you should understand that it is incomplete and deficient. So that understanding, it is in fact the perfection of shukr. Once a person believes or gains the idea that he is fulfilling the shukr, the gratitude of unto Allah Ta'ala, then he is now astray now. He does not understand, he is not fulfilling shukr. Once Allah Ta'ala revealed to Hazrat Habib Ajmi Rahmatullahi, once a very early awliya, very great wali of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala revealed to him, "Oh Habib, if you had to spend your entire life in the fire, in sajda shukr, if Allah Ta'ala had created in him that ability to be in the fire and to suffer the hardships of the fire, to suffer the torture of the fire and be alive and be in such a shukr in the fire your entire life, and recite my tasbih, then too you will not be able to fulfill the shukr of one of my ni'mat, one bounty also, one favor, you will not be able to fulfill the shukr." So then Allah Ta'ala informed him, what is that? That is the love, that favor of mine upon you, that one favor, is the muhabbat, the love which I have created in the hearts of the people for you. The people loved him a lot. Allah Ta'ala had created that love in the hearts of the people for Hazrat Habib Ajmi Rahmatullahi. So Allah Ta'ala said, you will be unable to fulfill the shukr of that one ni'mat also. Comes in the Quran, says, وَإِن تُحْصُوا وَإِن تَعُدُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ فَلَا تُحْصُوا. If you begin to count, enumerate the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, never ever will you be able to encompass it and to count the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So numerous and innumerable are the bounties of Allah Ta'ala upon us, that never can be fulfilled the shukr. But we take everything for granted. We did not struggle and work for all these bounties of Allah Ta'ala, which on us, in our bodies and around us. For that reason, it is taken for granted. If someone has to work, someone has to struggle to gain a few rand, work from the morning until the night, and at the end of a month you get your wages, then you appreciate it, you understand that, and if the employer should give double, an extra bonus, then you will appreciate more, you'll understand that ni'mat. But because of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala free to us, we do not understand. It comes in the hadith that if you perform 4 rakat salat, the duha salat or the chash salat, then Allah Ta'ala will accept it as a fulfillment for the shukr of the 360 joints which are in our body. Allah Ta'ala will accept that 4 rakats as a fulfillment of your shukr, which insan is unable to ever fulfill, but in Allah Ta'ala's infinite mercy, you will accept that you have made shukr for the joints in your body. Logon ne pucha, Hazrat kya hai? The people ask Hazrat Muhammad Hari Rahmatullah, what is the meaning of Hazrat? That means seclusion, solitude. Like the awliya, they would renounce the dunya and renounce the society and go out. This was a practice amongst the awliya of the Salafu Salihin era. They would go and stay in the mountains, in the jungle, renounce the association of the people. So they asked them, what is the meaning of Hazrat's seclusion? Aapne farmaya, zahmaton se bahir aana. The seclusion, actual seclusion, it is to come away, to sever yourself from zahmat yamin, unnecessary worldly burdens, imposing upon you unnecessary worldly burdens and hardships. You ramify more and more into the dunya. That is because of lack of tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala, lack of trust and greed in insan. He ramifies from one business to another business, from one thing of the dunya to another another aspect of the dunya. His greed goes on and on. As Nabi Salaam said, Yahrum ibn Adam, wa tashubu minu satan. The son of Adam, he grows older by the day. But two aspects, two attributes grow younger in him by the day. That it is al-hirs al-mal, that is his greed for more wealth, wal-hirs al-umr, and the desire for longer life. But both these will be denied to him. He will elude him, he will not gain it. So he says to separate yourself, to go into, this is seclusion then, to not to burden yourself with the dunya. That's one aspect. And then he says, or ranjo mahmat, or ranjo mahmat ku chupana, and to conceal your difficulties and hardship. Don't go around complaining to this one and that one. Or whatever, you bear it silently and patiently and complain unto Allah Ta'ala. In other words, make dua unto Allah Ta'ala. And ask Allah Ta'ala to remove the difficulty. Don't go from pillar to post and disgrace yourself in the presence of people. And another aspect is, all other rahmat na kare, bura na manna. And if Allah Ta'ala does not bestow mercies upon you, that is in your understanding. Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmat is for all people, even for the kuffar also. Allah Ta'ala's mercy in this dunya, his mercy is for the kuffar also. But it appears because of hardships, difficulties and misfortunes upon us, and our lack of understanding, and the weakness of our iman, it may appear outwardly that Allah Ta'ala is not showing his mercy upon us. So if you cannot understand it, and if it comes into your mind in this stage of waswasa, that Allah Ta'ala is not merciful upon me, then you should not complain and feel evil. Do not regard it to be something bad. That you must convince yourself, this is Allah Ta'ala's choice, this is Allah Ta'ala's choice, and no one can dictate to Allah Ta'ala for whom he must be merciful and for whom he must punish. So this is the meaning of Hazrat, he says. In other words, seclusion is an attitude, the attitude of dissociation from the dunya. It's not necessarily to dissociate your body from society and go out into the mountains and jungles, which on these days we do not have that ability as the old Anbiya and the awliya of the former ages, but dissociate your heart from the dunya, and then that is seclusion and that is solitude, in which you will gain also the benefits which the awliya of former times used to acquire.